The Shawnee Theater opens their production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing this week, with performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and a final matinee Sunday at 2. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Shakespeare's lovers, Beatrice and Benedict, Sarah Pavlik, and Terrence Monty. Sarah, where are you from, and how'd you get to Greene County?
I am originally from the Twin Cities in Minnesota, and I got to Greene County because Matt Graber held auditions at my grad school down in Illinois, and that was how it happened. He cast me, and that's it.
And that's the story that you're sticking to?
Yeah, that's the story I'm sticking to.
Now, you recently lit up your corner of the Shawnee stage as a waitress in Hank Williams' Lost Highway show. As Beatrice, you get to play somebody who's a bit more proactive, a little bit feistier.
Yes, I do. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beatrice is going to be a big challenge for me, though. This is a role that I wanted to play for a while, but haven't had the chance yet. So it's going to be fun to play opposite Terrence. We're usually pretty feisty together anyways.
Beatrice is a woman who is clever, she's witty, but sometimes that seems to be a bit defensive.
I think so. I think that there is some sort of a pass between Benedict and Beatrice, and I think her feistiness, especially towards Benedict, is more of a defense mechanism to block her true feelings for him, and I think she uses it pretty well, but she ultimately becomes kind of weak in front of Benedict, I think. So it's going to be interesting to see how we both play off each other and how it reads on stage, I guess, to the audience. Hopefully it'll read pretty well, but not too obvious at the same time.
If you were going to sort of guess at the mindset of these two, about what age do you think they are mentally in this show?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say even sometimes something around the college age, maybe a little older. That's how I imagine them. Beatrice, especially in perhaps a past relationship with Benedict, has had some experience in maybe having her heart broken a few times or breaking a couple hearts. And so I think that she might be college age.
We've been talking with Sarah Pavlik, the Beatrice of the Shawnee Theater's production of Much Ado About Nothing, and Terrence Monty. Terrence, while Sarah recently lit up the stage with Hank Williams, last year you were in a position to literally chew up the scenery there. And the name of the show was?
I Only Have Fangs for You.
Ah.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Fangs is like this huge benchmark in my life because it was such a love-hate relationship for me. It was like the show that made me fearless on stage, but really, really, really trial by fire. It's the most fun I had on stage that I never want to do again.
Now, here you get a chance to play opposite Sarah, a youthful love in this on-again and off-again boyfriend situation.
Benedict, for me, is almost completely opposite the way he views love. He absolutely does not need it, he says. You know, and actually, for me, like myself, I cannot deal with going through life like that differently. And it's actually been a challenge. I mean, I'm just starting now, but it's been a real challenge to get there.
Does Sarah help?
Oh, absolutely. Sarah gives you a lot to play off of. My understanding of Benedict is that traditionally it's been played like he's this horrible jerk that somehow falls in love with this girl, and she treats him really badly. But there's actually a line in there that insinuates they've had a past relationship that didn't work out. And I'm thinking that Benedict is a lot more jaded, but wants to love, and Sarah really brings that out. She's an easy person to love.
We've been talking with Terrence Monty. He plays Benedict in the Shawnee Theater's production of Much Ado About Nothing. It's a production that director Matt Graber promises will show just how much fun Shakespeare can be on the stage and out of the classroom. It opens this week with performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and a final matinee Sunday at 2. I'm George Walker.